WJR. Well, the budget is about to explode again because there are so many people who are against this confiscatory business tax. It was not really clear what it was going to be. So a couple of people in the Senate want to do a do-over. They want to go back and do it again because they didn't understand the ramifications of this service tax or the expansion of the sales tax into the service tax. It is horrible for business. It creates an absolutely abominable business climate in the state. And there are ways we can do it without doing that. Balance the budget, that is. One of the groups that I have a great deal of respect for is the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Yesterday they released a list of 55 specific recommendations that would reduce state spending by $1.358 billion. And that's the amount the state budget officials forecast will be raised by the new service-related 6% sales tax and the 11.5% income tax hike. Joining us now is Jack McHugh. He is senior legislative analyst at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. And Jack, thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning, John, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to your audience.
Did you hear my little story about how the vote was done in the Senate?
I've heard that kicking around.
Is that leadership or politics?
Well, you know, the old saying about making legislation is a lot like making sausage. Has a lot of truth to it. It's, you know,
you don't want to see how it's done.
Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of thing. I mean, they do what they have to do, and it's just part of the process, I think.
I want to real quickly give you a couple of examples of what I have discovered is just indicative kind of waste that goes on in Lansing, and let you comment on those, and then we'll get to the 55 plans, and then we'll take some calls from listeners. You know that there are 27 vice presidents of human resources in state government?
I knew there were a number of them. I didn't know there were 27.
There are 27 vice presidents of human resources in state government. Do you know how many vice presidents of human resources General Motors has?
I'm going to guess it's well in the under the single-digit threshold.
One. One.
Well, I have one for you. Do you know how many times Governor Granholm vetoed the bill to consolidate those human resources functions into one entity in the state?
No.
Well, at least once.
At least once. Do you know that if you drive a school bus for 6 years, you get free health care for life?
Well, I know that under certain circumstances, that some people have been known to game the system to bring about, that is indeed the case.
Incredible. Well, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy doesn't sit around and complain and carp like I do. They come up with solutions. So what are some of the things that you've discovered, and what do you think the chance is of anybody listening to it?
Well, John, as you know, as you've been sharing with your audience, these tax increases are absolutely the worst possible thing that could happen to a state that's in the midst of a one-state recession that was tied last year for the highest outbound migration with North Dakota. More people are leaving the state than coming into it. We've got the highest unemployment rate in the country. We're 60% above the national average. And some really disturbing things, our personal income has been in free fall, per capita personal income, free fall since 2000. We're now 7.8% below the national average. We've become a poor state. And yet we have public employees who are making 18% more than on average than the average for the private sector when all their benefits and salary are computed. So things are seriously out of whack here, and rather than engage those fundamentals and fix those fundamentals and adopt the kind of transformational reforms that we see the auto companies finally, starting to embrace, the state has has basically refused to do that. And so now we find ourselves in this fix where because they failed to, you know, reform things like, you know, pension systems, adopt defined contribution pensions instead of the old traditional, you know, traditional pension. Because of those kind of abuses like you just described with the school bus driver, because of, you know, lack of competitive contracting in prisons and in school insurance, now we're in this fix of, oh my goodness, we have all these government services that we're providing in inefficient ways that we're paying too much for, and we can't, and the revenue that we expect to take in next year won't cover the cost. So what do we do? Well, let's raise taxes.
Like standing in a bucket and trying to pull yourself up with a handle.
As Mr. Churchill said, indeed.
Let me show you one other thing, and then I've got to take a quick break here, Jack, and then we'll get back to it. One more thing that you mentioned, we're in a one-state recession, and Jennifer will come on, pardon me, Governor Granholm will come on and say, that's a lot of hooey, this is happening, and this is coming in, and that's coming in. Big Boy Restaurants is headquartered here. I believe they're headquartered in Warren. And last year they had 60 franchises go out, 60 new franchises. And a Big Boy franchise is a pretty big deal. Brings in a lot of tax money. It's a very expensive franchise to buy. But if you buy one, you're going to make money. 60 last year. Guess how many in Michigan?
Zero.
Right. Hungry Howie's, based over in Madison Heights. 180 franchises last year. Zero in Michigan. And I can go on and on and on. Don't tell me, anybody in the powers that be offices in the state government, that we are not in a single state recession. Saying we aren't doesn't make it go away. We got to do something about it. And I think that's what Jack has in mind. And we're going to get to some suggestions from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy in just a minute, as we continue with the Frank Beckman Show, with John McCullough presiding here on News Talk 760 WJ.
You're listening to the Frank Beckman Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's special guest host, John McCullough.
With my special guest, Jack McHugh. He is senior legislative analyst with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, releasing a suggestion. 55 spending reductions that would allow repeal of the $1.358 billion in new state taxes, specifically the income tax and the expansion of the sales tax to services such as accounting, such as public relations, such as everything but attorneys, it would seem. Jack, how did they miss the sword on this one?
Well, that's a good question, John. What might... I suppose there's some attorney jokes in there somewhere, but I think I'll leave those for someone else.
Okay. You have mentioned 55 points that you say could do this. Now, would this cost jobs in state government?
Well, it probably would, but the function of government, of state government, is it's not a jobs program. Its function is to provide services as efficiently and for the least cost possible to the rest of us. State government exists to serve the private sector and the population, not the other way around. Unfortunately, in Lansing, the attitude is often seems to have that confused. These tax increases are you know, in a state that already has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, these are just going to add to that, and they're not even going to fix the budget because, as my colleague, Mackinac Center President Larry Reed says in the foreword to our new budget study, the numbers that they're projecting from to get from these tax increases assume that the sheep will stick around to be sheared. There's a lot of small businesses that absolutely can't stick around to pay these taxes because they're already operating on such tight margins and such competitive markets that it'll put them out of business.
And they're gonna, a lot of them are going to go underground.
Well, so that'll happen too. So it's, you know, very destructive tax increases, and it's not necessary. We went through the budget line item by line item, and we came up with these 55 cuts in every area of government. There are savings to be realized. Some of these are going to be controversial. Some will not. I don't think many people outside the legislature will complain about us wanting to whack that by $8.9 million. But there are some welfare savings and some Medicaid savings. We would remove 19 and 20-year-olds from Medicaid. That's an optional coverage that the state is not required to provide. It's, you know, maybe a nice-to-have thing, but it's not a need-to-have thing. And now we're in a fix in this state. And essentially where we are is where the city of Detroit has been for several decades, where we're at the beginning of a process of hollowing out the private economy in order to prop up a government establishment that has unsustainable spending, unsustainable benefits. So, you know, when you're in a fix like that, and you have a choice, are we going to fix it and get it right and get back on course by tightening our belts, or are we going to just continue to hollow out the private sector to prop up this public sector? You know, you have to make some tough choices. So we put our money where our mouth is and said, all right, here are 55 specific savings that can be realized.
Now, I want to open up the phone lines at 800-859-0WJR as you find out more of what he's talking about, some of the areas that they plan to impact, if these suggestions were even read. We don't even know if they will be, but we hope they will be. Department of Corrections, for example, Jack, $136 million in savings. What are you going to do there?
Well, Governor Granholm has recommended sentencing reforms for a lot of nonviolent crimes that her Department of Corrections people project could save $92 or $94 million this year. She got a lot of heat in the Senate from Senate Republicans on that, so we said, all right, let's adopt three-quarters of those. There's probably some that we can quibble about, and that's $69 million. We would also close three prisons and shift those prisoners. In some of the prisons, they have these seven-bed bays, and the proposal is to add an eighth bed. So you can close three, you pay a little more for those others, and the net saving is $37.6 million. But, you know, here's an example, John, of a year ago, we put out a study, here's $1.9 billion in budget savings. We originally had this attached to the how to get rid of the SBT and replace it with nothing. And that had transformational changes. So, for example, we said, you know what, we should privatize at least 5% of the prisons in this state, because when you do that, you get big savings out of the non-privatized prisons, because guess what? All those prison managers sharpen their pencils. And that would have saved $178 million and wouldn't have changed the sentencing guidelines at all. So, you know, obviously my preference is for those kind of transformational changes, but now we're in a fix. These transformational reforms have been rejected, so now we have to put on the green eye shades and say, look, you can't raise taxes because you're just going to kill the economy and establish a vicious cycle.
You're killing the goose that lays the golden egg.
Yeah, exactly. And the revenue you think you're going to get from these tax increases, you're not going to get, because the sheep, not all the sheep, will stick around to be fleeced. So, you know, you watch and see, John. In 3 months here, we have in January, there's a revenue estimating conference. And in February, the governor puts out her budget for the following fiscal year, the one that begins a year from now. And guess what? There's going to be another budget crisis because, oh, gosh, the revenues aren't what we projected originally. Because the sheep will not stick around to be sheared, all of them. So the answer is not to raise taxes and further increase the disincentives on investors and entrepreneurs to locate in Michigan and to start businesses here. We have to do just the opposite. And if that means that we have to bite the bullet in the short term with some of these, these green eye shades type cuts is what I call them, then so be it. It would have been better to have adopted transformational reforms like defined benefit 401k pensions for school employees and getting more competitive contracting, but we didn't do that before, so now we're in this fix, and here are 55 cuts that add up to exactly the amount that these tax increases will bring in fiscal year 2008.
Let's take a quick call from Dale in Wixom on News Talk 760 WJR. Go ahead, please, Dale.
Yeah, is there a website where we can get this stuff from? I drive in the car. I'm sitting here waiting to go into my next meeting, and I can't go through the entire thing to wait on it. You probably give it out at the end, but we need it now.
Oh, my boss is going to slap me for not mentioning that three times already in this interview.
Amen.
It's Mackinac.org, spelled Mackinac.org, just like the island. And the new study is prominently on the main page there. And this study is accessible. These 55 cuts, they're written in plain English. They're easy to understand what we're talking about. We give a little bit of background and context. It's short. It's just, in a print version, it's four pages, and actually all the line item cuts fit on one page. So it's easy for people to go through. It's a laundry list.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you for the call.
Okay, thank you.
And by the way, you might be interested to note, Frank got an email this morning. I won't say who from or anything, but it's an email from a good source of his. It says, "Good morning, Frank. Came across this petition calling for the impeachment of Governor Granholm. This is something that may be worth reporting. Have a great day." There's 2,000 signatures on it. So far, I think that's a little out of line, but that recall thing is definitely not out of line. There are some people pretty serious about that, are they not?
That's what I hear.
We've talked to a few of them. What we're going to do is take a short break. Can you help me? Would you like to take some calls?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we've got some callers standing by that I want to get to, and we will do that at 800-859-0957 as we continue with John McCullough in for Frank Beckman here on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to the Frank Beckman Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Now, here's special guest host, John McCullough.
Oh, along with my special guest, Jack McHugh of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, discussing the 55 specific spending reductions that would allow repeal of the $1.358 billion in new state taxes. Real quickly, Jack, short answer before I get to the phones, which I have to do. Lots of folks want to talk. What's the deal? Is anybody going to listen to this?
Well, I think so. I mean, the legislature is now, battling against this new deadline on the 1 month extension they gave themselves. They still haven't passed a budget for this year, and people are confused and looking for alternatives and looking for answers. And I think that we've produced a list of answers. Plus, the business community is doing a good job of getting the message out that, hey, service tax, as you pointed out earlier, is incredibly destructive to our economy. It's going to drive a whole lot of businesses out of the state or out of business, and it needs to go. So, there's a need out there, and I think that we've created a product that hopefully fills that need, and hopefully it will be embraced.
I wonder who they're going to assign to police the shoe bronzing tax. We've been trying to find a shoe bronzer in Michigan. I don't think there is one anymore. I don't think people do that anymore.
One of the conspiracy theories that are floating around right now, John, is that they added those kind of goofy services in order to take the focus off the really pernicious business-to-business services that create the pyramiding where, a tax gets passed on through each layer of the supply chain. That really are a destructive tax to levy, and that they put those goofy things on there just to distract attention from those. I'm not a buyer of conspiracy theories, but if it was their idea, it did work at first because a lot of your colleagues in the media, that's what they focused on. But
yeah.
I think now the public and your colleagues are figuring it out.
Yeah, and when you do figure it out, it makes your skin crawl. Reg and Warren, good morning and welcome to the Frank Beckman Show. Go ahead.
Hello, John.
Hey.
A question for yourself and your guest. When we got the tax increase on October 1st, I thought that settled the budget problem. But I've been hearing that we may face another budget shutdown on Halloween. I thought we had enough money with the income tax increase and the sales tax increase, but I'm hearing there's another budget shutdown looming on Halloween. Is that correct?
Yeah, and we'll explain that because I think it's important that you know that, Reg.
Okay.
And so I'll let Jack explain exactly why that's happening. Go ahead,
okay.
Jack.
Well, they raised $1.358 billion in taxes. That's the amount that will be collected in fiscal year 2008. Part of the tax only kicks in during part of that year, so the full amount will be $1.5 billion, supposedly, in its first full year. But the desired spending level that they've set for themselves is $1.7 billion. So there's a gap between the amount they'd like to spend and the amount that they think they'll collect in revenue. Apparently there's not much give on how to resolve that gap. I mean, one of the proposals in our list of 55 specific savings is to take 19 and 20 year olds off of Medicaid because it's a population we're not required under federal law to provide Medicaid for. The governor's opposing that. The governor would like to raise hunting and fishing fees. The Senate Republicans are opposing that. And apparently there's not much give. You know, a lot of times you have to get down to deadlines in order to get movement. So
if I understand it, Reg, the reason the October 31st date is there is that what Governor Granholm did was extend the deadline because they had reached an accord, but they hadn't figured out the details of the accord. Now they're down to the nitty-gritty. They got to figure out the details of the accord. If they don't do that by Halloween, it's shut the doors. So does that explain it to you?
Yes.
Okay. Have a great day, and thank
okay.
you very much. Did I explain that correctly?
Yeah, that's a good explanation,
okay.
Jeff.
Okay. Let's go to Bob in Mount Clemens next here on News Talk 760 WJR.
Oh, good morning. Your guest there stole a lot of my thunder, but I'm a small business person, and in the industry that I deal with, it's automotive repair and engine machine shops and stuff like that. There's a lot of us that have already gone out of business in the last 10 years. And another thing, it's like, why are we beating ourselves into the ground here? Like you said, the profit margin is so slim, we're barely making the bills now, and then all of a sudden we get dumped down with this other 6%. And it's like you said, there is a pyramid factor in there. If you start looking at within business to business to business, if all this manufacturing hands-on stuff actually gets taxed, by the time the consumer gets it, he's probably going to have another 15 or 20% bill on top of that. And another thing, I've been working with Macomb County Department of Planning. We've been working on a business plan here for about 4 years, and it's right at the very end. I'm in my third go-around now, and I've been dealing with the Wall Street people. I've tried dealing. Macomb County Department of Planning, they were pretty helpful for what I needed, but now they're as far as they can go. I tried dealing with Automation Alley. They told me it wasn't high-tech enough. They weren't interested in it. And now the Wall Street people said, if you want the money, you got to move. So now we're looking at South Carolina.
If you want the money,
you
got to move.
If you want the money, you move. The guy was brutal on the phone. If I told you his name, you'd probably fall over. He was right to the point. He gave me about 5 minutes of his time, and he was just, if you want the money, you move. This is the way it is.
Thanks for the call. Do stories like this get shared with our governor and with other people in seats of power, or does this stuff, do they not have a clue as to what's going on out there?
John, there's always the bubble problem that affects units of government where they live in a bubble. They talk to people, the same people who agree with them. And that's always a danger. Reg has a, that's the kind of thing that we're facing here. And the thing that's kind of, frustrating about it is a lot of the spending that this tax increase is intended to sustain are things that are, luxuries or nice-to-have items, not need-to-have items. For example, on our list, one of the items is eliminate state government arts grants. You know, when you've got a state with that's in the situation that Reg described there, this is a luxury, and when you're in trouble, those luxuries are the first things to go.
Or should be.
They should be. One of the things is We run this cooperative agricultural extension service out of Michigan State University. This thing runs master gardener classes and an annual swine bowl at MSU and all kinds of stuff like that. And then there's an agricultural experiment station that does a lot of work that, frankly, you know, ADM and the other agribusiness companies should be paying for. And those spend $63 million a year. Now, in our list, we don't delete those completely. We say, hey, let's cut those in half. That's a reasonable thing to do when the state's in trouble. Another one is part of the current proposal is to give higher universities and community colleges a 1% increase in their funding. Well, you know, for several decades, these institutions have raised their prices at well above the inflation rate. And I saw something this week that if the price of milk had gone up the same amount that the universities have raised their prices, it would be like $20 a gallon now. There's no law of nature that says the costs that universities have to pay to run their operations have to go up that much. And frankly, they do go up because they can, because they've been given the money, and now they've resorted to imposing levels of debt on college students that I think are frankly immoral, to impose this kind of debt on young people, you know, just starting out in life. So these institutions, they have what they've done with all that money is raise the pay for professors who teach less every year and hired more and more administrators, and they are in a well position to absorb some austerity in their budget. So, you know, there's $27.5 million that we can save.
Okay, and that's a good thing. But everybody has to get involved. And
yeah, that's it. You know, when a family
restructure some stuff.
Right, restructure. When a family's in trouble financially, you know, all the family members have to carry a part of the burden. And so, you know, some of the cuts on our list are tough ones. We would increase or reduce the amount of daycare subsidies that we pay for welfare recipients. You know, now I hate to be the green eyeshades guy who's saying, okay, you know, you can't you get a little bit less to pay your daycare provider. I would question whether welfare programs like that are truly effective and whether civil society could do that job better. But given that we're in this position, you know, that's the way we do it. Now we're in a position where we can't afford everything that we've given before, because if we don't reduce the taxes and we have to reduce the price of government to do that, we're going to have even more people on welfare. So it's, you know, like I say, I'd rather be talking about the kind of transformational changes that we laid out in our here's $1.9 billion in savings article that's still on our website at Mackinac.org.
Yeah, let's spell that out so we keep Larry Reed happy here.
Right, just like the island, Mackinac, spelled Mackinac.org, and we've got both budget studies on there. Here's $1.9 billion, and that's transformational changes. And then this one, which is what I call the green eyeshade stuff, which is not my first choice for how to deal with the budget, but now we're in a fix and we need savings right now, not a year from now, not things that, you know, not money we can save by going to 401ks for school employees and that sort of thing down the road. So, you know, the need is there, and here's a list of how to realize some savings right now so that we can repeal these horrible tax increases that are just going to
kill us,
deepen our economic malaise in this state.
Bob in Livonia, good morning and welcome to News Talk 760 WJR.
Hi, John and Jack. Great show. A couple of thought starters here. What about when Engler was in government? Didn't he put a limitation on welfare benefits? And then when Jenny got in there, she made it indefinite and opened that up to you can be on welfare the rest of your life if you want to. I heard that. The other thing is saving the teachers from any cuts. The teachers' lobby was pretty strong because...
Yeah, they were. They really got in there and did a job. And we are flat out of time. And as usual... Jack, the time goes too fast with you. We'll have to do it again sometime really soon. Thanks again for being with us. The website, Mackinac.org. Spell it like Mackinac. That's the way it's spelled. And you've done a good job of getting it out there, Larry, Jack, and we hope that a lot of people get over there and give it some more exposure. Thanks again for being with us. We do.